This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes is progressing peacefully for Bihar assembly elections on all 243 assembly seats. Trends available so far indicate the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is leading in over 180 seats. The ruling alliance is comfortably crossing the majority mark of 122 in the 243-member Bihar Assembly and inching towards a landslide victory. On the other hand, the Mahagathbandhan is struggling to regain ground, while Prashant Kishore's Jan Swaraj Party's ambitious debut fails to show up in trends so far. According to the trends available for all 243 seats, BJP is leading in 85, Janata Dal United in 76, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas in 22. Rashtriya Janata Dal is ahead in 36, Congress in 5 and others in 19. Among prominent candidates who are leading include both Deputy Chief Ministers and BJP candidates Vijay Kumar Sinha and Samrat Chaudhary, Maithili Thakur of BJP from Ali Nagar seat and senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar from Gaya town. Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD is trailing behind Satish Kumar of BJP in Raghupur. Senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is also trailing from Siwan. JDU supporters and workers have started celebrating at the party office in Patna as the ruling NDA is surging ahead of the Mahagathbandhan. Bihar had registered a historic voter turnout of 67.13% in the two-phase elections to the 243-member assembly held on the 6th and 11th of this month. We are now joined live by our correspondent Anand Kumar, who is at AN College Counting Centre in Patna. Anand, what is the latest update you can bring for us, for our listeners?
Valsa, currently counting of votes of all 14 assembly segments of Patna district is still on, and it is going on smoothly amid tight security. The electoral fortune of all 149 candidates of the assembly constituencies will be known in a couple of hours. As per trends, Valsa, NDA is leading on 11 seats, while Mahagathbandhan on 3 seats. And from NDA, BJP is leading on 6 seats, JDU 3 and LJP Ram Vilas on 2 seats. While from Mahagathbandhan side, RJD is leading on 2 seats and CPI ML on 1 seat. If we talk about some of the assembly constituencies, Anand Kumar Singh of JDU is leading from Mokama, BJP's Siaram Singh is leading from Bar, State Minister and BJP's Nitin Naveen is leading from Bankipur constituency, while from RJD's Dith Lal Rai is leading against former Union Minister and BJP's Ram Kripal Yadav. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, thank you, Anand, for giving us those details. Meanwhile, talking exclusively to Akashvani News, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said that people of Bihar have shown confidence in the double-engine government. The counting of votes is also underway for by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These are Badgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Garchila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Tampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. In Mizoram, Dr. R. Lal Thangliana of Mizo National Front has won the Dampa seat, defeating his nearest rival and Zoram People's Movement candidate Van Lal Sailova. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana is leading in Nagrota seat, while PDP candidate Aga Sayed Muntazir Mehdi is ahead in Badgam. In Odisha, BJP candidate Jayed Holakia is in front from Nuapara. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav V is ahead in Jubilee Hills seat. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaya is the front runner from Anta. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu is at the forefront in Tarantaran. In cricket, South Africa were 105-3 against hosts India at lunch on day one of the opening test of the two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And with that, we end this news bulletin.